Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Clarence Mitchell, Kate and Jerry McCann's spokesman. With me, of course, is Edward McMillan-Scott, Vice President of the European Parliament, one of the key sponsors of the written declaration that Kate and Jerry launched in Brussels back in April and are encouraging MEPs to sign at this session and the next one. Kate will be making a short statement, following which Kate and Jerry will be happy to take a few questions. If, as before, you could indicate if you want to ask a question to me and then say who you are and which organisation you represent, we'd be grateful. And with that, I'll hand over to Kate McCann. Kate.
Good evening. When we last came to the European Parliament sitting in Brussels in April, we launched a written declaration seeking to gain the support of the majority of MEPs for the introduction of a Europe-wide missing child alert system, a structure we feel is absolutely vital if no other family is to go through the pain we have suffered and continue to suffer since Madeleine's abduction nearly 14 months ago. Our visit today to the plenary session here in Strasbourg has been extremely useful and very encouraging, both in terms of being updated on the good progress of the written declaration and through having the chance to lobby directly many of those MEPs who have yet to sign it. Whilst we remain confident that the declaration will have been signed by the majority of MEPs by the deadline at the end of next month, we have also learned that we still have much to do to increase awareness of the declaration among MEPs before then. We wish to thank the 226 MEPs who have already put their name to the proposal. Each and every one of them is directly helping to protect children throughout Europe. We also wish to thank the leaders of those key political groups within the Parliament with whom we were fortunate enough to be able to meet today. Many MEPs have told us directly that they will be signing the declaration by the end of the next session, and that crucially, they will also be urging many of their political and national colleagues to do the same. As you say, this gives us great confidence that the target of 393 signatures is achievable. We were, however, also surprised to learn that some MEPs remain unaware of the declaration and its aim of improving child welfare, despite the international publicity that has surrounded it. Here in France, there is a missing child alert system that in the handful of cases it has been used over the last 2 years, it has been completely successful. We also understand that the French government may encourage the adoption of this system across Europe during their forthcoming presidency. In closing, we would like to place on record our continued thanks to those MEPs who are driving the declaration forward by sponsoring it. Edward McMillan-Scott, Glenys Kinnock, Roberta Angelilli, Diana Wallace and Evelyn Gebhardt. We urge every MEP to examine the need for such improved coordination and cooperation when a child goes missing in an increasingly borderless Europe. The Amber Alert system has recovered hundreds of children in the USA. A system based on the same principles will surely do the same here in Europe. Thank you.
Any questions? Thank you. Lady down the front, thank you.
I'm Portuguese, por favor.
Sorry, can you say where you're from, please?
Fernanda Gabriel, Rádio Televisão Portuguesa. Foram recebidos por
Portuguese Television. Now,
durante esta estadia aqui no Parlamento
Europeu, during this stay in the European Parliament, who has received you? Who have you visited? What have you been to political groups, for example?
I think Edward McMillan-Scott will answer that.
Okay. The purpose of today's visit was primarily to thank those members of the European Parliament who had already signed the declaration and to ask them to encourage others to sign so that we reach the figure of beyond 393 by the end of the period on the 24th of July. Today, Kate and Jerry met a number of individual MEPs, about 40 or 50 altogether, including the leaders of some of the larger groups in the European Parliament and some of the larger delegations. And so we hope that that personal contact will encourage them and their groups to support the declaration. I think part of the problem, as Kate has said, is the lack of awareness of, first of all, the importance of the missing child alert system in America and here in France, and its value in saving lives, and the fact that it costs nothing. But there's also a sort of declaration fatigue, and that people, there are now 41 declarations in the European Parliament open for signature. Last year, out of 116, only 41 succeeded in being adopted as a resolution of the European Parliament. So it is a challenge. And I'm incredibly grateful to Kate and Jerry for taking the time to come here today so that out of their personal tragedy, some good may come, and to pass on that message to the number of colleagues we've seen.
I do the back.
My name is Petra Klingbauer from the German Press Agency. Mrs. McCann, if such a missing child alert system had been in place when your daughter disappeared, in what way do you feel could it have helped?
I mean, it's very difficult to answer that question and say whether it would have helped to recover Madeleine, definitely or not. I believe it would have given us a greater chance. I think the awareness early on in the critical hours would have been greater, and hence I think there would have been more help from the public at that crucial time, and potentially Madeleine may have been retrieved. We'll never know, but there is a possibility, yes.
Again.
Fernanda Gabriel, televisão. A senhora disse, a senhora McCain,
Mrs. McCann,
a senhora McCain disse que se tivesse, se este sistema existisse, teria sido mais fácil nas primeiras horas
existed,
encontrar a Madeleine. Era difícil nas primeiras horas porque
a Madeleine esteve sozinha em casa. Don't you think that this was perhaps abandonment?
I think perhaps you're avoiding the issue, to be honest. Madeleine wasn't alone for a few hours. And I didn't say it would be easier. I just think our chances would have been greater if Madeleine being recovered. And I think the issue here is a child has been abducted and there is a criminal out there who is still out there. And I think we need to concentrate on the real issue here. It doesn't help by going over issues that you've just raised.
Não respondeu à primeira à pergunta.
You didn't answer the first question.
A pergunta era se não receia que a polícia portuguesa apresente uma acusação por abandono ou negligência, que é uma figura.
Now it could be that the Portuguese police
em Portugal pelo Código Penal.
Will take you up for abandonment or negligence, which is something that comes under the Portuguese criminal code.
You know, we didn't abandon or neglect Madeleine. As Kate has already said, somebody went into an apartment and stole a child. That's where the focus is. You're going over old ground. It's really quite boring. And we want people to focus on issues which we think can make a difference. The Amber Alert can make a difference. It can be a deterrent. It can help find missing children. We need cross-border cooperation.
Also, nothing has changed in the last 14 months, so I'm not really, you know, sure why we're talking about this now, because nothing has changed from that issue in the last 14 months.
I'd also make the point that, as we did in Brussels, that Kate and Jerry are not accused of any crime whatsoever, nor has there been any suggestion at all that any such charges are being considered. Any more questions? If not, we'll wrap it up quite soon. No? Okay, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for attending. Thank you.